The Lambert House in the Seattle Capitol Hill neighborhood is a place where LGBTQ youth can find community, belonging, and support. It's been around for more than 30 years, but it shut down at the beginning of the pandemic. During that time, it found a new life online and was able to reach more youth than ever before. Radioactive's Ada Walther takes us into the Lambert House and introduces us to someone who found a home there.
On a recent Friday night at the Lambert House, teens eat dinner and play pool while adults hold lively conversations in the entryway. The Lambert House is an old wooden house, two stories tall. The organization says it is one of the first nonprofits in the United States aimed exclusively at serving LGBTQ youth. And while the house is filled with people on the day I visit, the space shut down at the start of the pandemic.
I'm Kashay Butker. I am 20 and I go to UW.
Kashay Butker was part of the Lambert House community before COVID, and he stuck with it during these past few years. Kashay moved to Washington from Russia at 11 years old. Now he lives about 28 miles east of Seattle in Snoqualmie. He wears glasses and grins and laughs while he answers my questions over Zoom against a view of the Cascade foothills. As a kid, Kashay figured out that people could be queer through fan fiction. He's been exploring his identity ever since.
Being queer, probably transmasculine or non-binary, definitely aromantic and asexual, maybe a bit pan. It's a bit hard to figure out sometimes.
In Russia, where Kashay is from, there's a ban on any action or information seen as an attempt to promote homosexuality. So when Kashay started high school here in the U.S., he was eager to connect with others in the LGBTQ community.
It just seemed like such a fun thing to be in a queer club, because in Russia, you will find a lot of them, let's be honest.
Kashay found his school's gender sexuality alliance to be disorganized and cliquey. I'm bisexual, and I found clubs meant for queer students at my school to have the same problems.
I also felt kind of like a bit of an outsider.
Luckily, Kashay was introduced to the Lambert House when a speaker came to his school's GSA to advertise new meetings happening in Snoqualmie.
Lambert House specifically is full of people with whom it is much easier for me to talk and with whom I feel much more comfortable.
Brandon Knox is Lambert House's program director.
So 92% of youth who come to Lambert House tell us their number one goal is to make friends.
Kashay and others lost this new community when the Lambert House shut down at the beginning of the pandemic. Online meetings became a necessity. And then, Knox said, youth started signing on from all over the country, from places like South Carolina, Georgia, Kentucky, Missouri, and Florida.
These youth lived in places where there was nothing like Lambert House before the pandemic. There's no GSA in their school. There's nothing in their community. And they were just so grateful to find something. And for us, it was really just amazing to be able to make that social support available in places we hadn't ever anticipated.
Where do you think you would be if you hadn't found the Lambert House?
Honestly, sitting in my room, doing a lot of homework, maybe reading a lot, not engaging with people a lot, probably.
Do you think you would have been lonelier?
Yeah, definitely.
The core mission of the Lambert House is to reduce isolation among LGBTQ youth. This means Koshe's experience was a success, like for many others who relied on the Lambert House for connection and a sense of belonging. For Radioactive, I'm Ada Walther.